The Champlain College Center for Financial Literacy has issued its third report card on state efforts to improve financial literacy education. Director and report author John Pelletier says when the center was created, they wanted to understand what other states were doing to teach financial literacy.
It started out as a question of what do other states do? There's some success stories we could look at and perhaps imitate. The data that was out there was very thin, and before I knew it, we had enough information and data that I thought, boy, I think other people would want to have the information I've gathered. That would help them, particularly if they're K-12 policymakers. And so the goal of this particular document is literally it's an advocacy piece. It's to give information and say, there are a lot of really good state models on how to bring personal finance into our classrooms, particularly our high schools, and here's how it can be done.
What is financial literacy and why is it so important?
Yeah, financial literacy is having the kind of the knowledge and the skills and frankly, ultimately, the behaviors to hopefully give you the ability to have a lifetime of financial well-being. So it's really important to learn these things.
John Pelletier, your report grades all the states as to how well they are teaching high school students in financial literacy. So overall, how are states doing?
Well, on average, we're probably doing about a C-. The problem is that substantive personal finance is being required to be taught in very, very few states. We only have 5 states who received the grade of an A.
When we look more regionally, New York got a B, Vermont got a D, and Massachusetts got an F. That's quite a variation in grades just in those 3 states.
Yeah, and across the border from Vermont, New Hampshire has a B. It's a very localized decision-making process. And so in New York has an economics course, and for that economics course that is required for graduation, we estimate that approximately 15 hours of instruction of that course are allocated to what we would call personal finance. In Vermont has standards that go back for 17 years where they're incredibly modest. Everything you need to know about what topics that we consider to be personal finance in grades K-12 fit on an 8x11 piece of paper, probably about 3 inches long. They're in the process right now of doing research to look at whether or not they should move to more robust, nationally accepted personal finance education standards. If they don't move forward and they eliminate these 17-year-old standards without replacing them with something else that's required to be taught, Vermont would move to an F. And then Massachusetts is probably the most local control-oriented state that I've come across. It's one of the few states in the nation that literally has no course graduation requirements. They have suggestions for school districts. It's called the Mass Core, but everything is left up to local control. The list of suggested courses that schools teach do not include anything related to personal finance, and kids could certainly get through high school without running into any of this topical information, so that's unfortunate.
A link to the report and an extended conversation with John Pelletier is at wamc.org. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.